It's time for a weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's begin with the Well Crafted Festival. It's the second edition of the Craft Beer and Music Festival.
Right, and I think it's something that people probably would not automatically expect from the Shaker Village of Pleasant Hill, though they have been doing a lot of different and new innovative things recently, and one of them was the Well-Crafted Craft Beer and Music Festival, which they launched last year. I think they had kind of a, if I remember correctly, kind of a bad weekend for it. It was sort of raining around the area, and that scared some folks off. And in contrast, this time it looks like a beautiful day for it. But it is a festival of quite a number of craft beers from around the area, food and music. And the music combines some regional acts and some local acts on two stages out at Shaker Village. And the headliner is a really interesting musician, Lyra Lynn. Really sort of seems to be on the rise right now. She released a really well-regarded debut last year, and this year she's been very instrumental in the music for the HBO series True Detective, which she worked on with T-Bone Burnett, the producer and writer, and Roseanne Cash. So it looks like this is one of those cases where a festival is, you know, catching a musician really at the right time and when, you know, when they're on their way up. And, you know, she's got a really intriguing sound. It's sort of a very dark, moody kind of country Americana sound. So should be a good day of music out at the Shaker Village.
So last week we had ballet under the stars. This week it's opera under the stars.
That's right. Everybody's trying to get in on the under the stars act. And then, you know, next week we'll have the Woodland Art Fair, which is visual art outdoors. But apparently there has been a desire floating around for a while to do an opera-themed under the stars program. And the stars just kind of aligned this year to make it happen for the first time. So this is going to combine the talents of several students and graduates from the University of Kentucky's opera program, doing a lot of real favorite arias out at the Moondance Amphitheater. So for folks who have not had a chance to check out Moondance yet, it's been having a really great summer ever since the Department of Parks and Recreation took over management of it last year. It's gotten a lot more lively with a variety of programs throughout the warm months to keep people coming out there, and this weekend it'll be opera.
And finally, let's talk about the 10-Minute Play Festival. Our own Stu Johnson did a feature piece on this last week when the festival, I guess, premiered, and it continues.
Right, and Candace Chaney went out and reviewed it last weekend, and it sounds like a real interesting mix of, you know, everything from drama to comedy and science fiction and, you know, the forms combined. But just a real lively weekend of theater out at Studio Players. And there's, you know, a lot of affection for the 10-minute form in Kentucky because it was kind of invented by Actors Theater of Louisville as a component of the Humana Festival of New American Plays decades ago. And it's proven to be quite successful, you know, really a way for a playwright to work really quickly with an idea. And there's a real economy of time and words in it. And, you know, it's as people have said, if you don't like what you're looking at, you know, if you wait 10 minutes, it's going to be something different. So they seem to have created kind of a successful summer franchise here at Studio Players with the 10-Minute Play Festival.
Rich Copley covers arts for the Lexington Herald Leader and Lexgo.com. Rich, thank you.
Thank you.